trying to, he can move, but, you know, kind of take on a double team, you know, you're going to get knocked back a couple yards. So that was different, and then it was very frustrating. Just playing this defense, we didn't know what we were doing, so.
You guys have both fought through a lot of injuries, too.
And, yeah.
You know, I know Louis almost quit at one point.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that it was very frustrating for him at the time. And coach told him hang in there, and then look at him. He's a 2-year starter right now. So, I mean, I'm proud of him. He progressed and he held on in there because a lot of people don't hang on in this program.
What would you compare being an Iowa defensive a young Iowa defensive lineman to? It sounds like it's almost like a prison camp. You know, you guys don't get to see the end of the light of day very often.
Yeah, yeah. It freshman year was very frustrating. I was ready to get out of here myself at one point. You know, especially going to camp your freshman year, you're thinking, everybody thinks this, you know, pretty much their freshman year going to camp. You're like, why am I playing football? Am I really built for this? Can I do this? Mm-hmm. And you just start going a day at a time, and you just start building, you build a confidence.
Especially what you guys are asked to do at Iowa. I mean, you guys, there's no slanting, there's no running around anybody. You got to go through guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, not going behind blocks. You take that man on head up, and you knock him back. And it's now when you learn it, it's a good feeling when, you know, when you break a man's will and you knock him back 3 yards and you're able to throw and get off on the block, you know that you're able to show your power and how hard you've been working.
When you went back and watched the film from last Saturday, was there anything that maybe caught you by surprise, like in a pleasant manner, that you didn't think you did as well with initially, but then you see it on film and you're thinking you did a really good job?
I mean, I'm happy we got the win. I'm not happy with my performance because I feel like I could have made more plays. And my goal is to be a dominant player. I want to be able to take over the games and be able to help my team get, you know, wins. Like, you know, when we're in those red zones, you know, when the offense is in the red zone, I need to be able to pull up with a sack, you know, or tackle for loss, you know. That's what big-time players do, and I haven't done that yet.
Is there a little more juice here for you this week considering going up against a team like Michigan State? Same area?
I mean, they're a good team, and I look forward to playing great teams, period. You know, I can't wait to play them. We got a lot of good teams on our schedule. I look forward to playing all of them, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same, and that's the home state, and a lot of people from home are making it bigger, you know, for me. But to me, it's just another week, another game.
How deep into recruiting you were they before you ultimately decided?
They were in my high school by my junior year, mm-hmm. the end of my junior year. So they were around heavy. I went to about 3 camps up there, mm-hmm. so I was always around there.
So was it one of those things where they were kind of like the second or third choice for you then?
They recruited me, but it was just a little bit different. Like, mm-hmm. I thought I wanted to go there first, and then I started being around, and it just wasn't the place for me, and I know I need to leave. And then once I came down here, I was surprised because it's Iowa coming from Michigan, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know where it was on the map before I came here, so.
Coach Antonio was asked about you up there earlier today, and he likened you to Jarrell Worthy. Just, you hear that comparison, what kind of goes through your mind?
I'm shocked. Jarrell Worthy, he was a good player. He was a great player for Michigan State. Big physical guy. I studied a lot of guys. You know, he was one of the guys I studied in the offseason. I studied him. I watch one of my favorite players in Dominican Sioux when he was in college. Mm-hmm. And those are players I try to, you know, be able to show my game after. I want to be able to play like those guys.
Yeah, you said that you studied Worthy. What are some of the things that you picked up on from him?
I mean, he was very disruptive. I mean, he got in the backfield and made tackle for loss. He made big plays, and he was a big guy, and he can move well.
Mm-hmm. He had 4 sacks last week. Where's all that coming from now, the pressure on the quarterback?
That's just weekly work. You know, that's practice, and the hard work paid off. We held contained enough. You know, you see the quarterback, he was trying to find a gap to run through, and we were all sitting on the line kind of. And then finally, once he ran out, you know, Dom could wrap him up, and then we had a couple blitzes that James got one. And Nate, it was just pursuit.